Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have Patrick Highsmith with us once again. He is the chairman of Firefox Gold Corp. And Patrick has had a long history of many years with major mining companies as an exploration geologist, companies like Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton, Newmont Mining. Well, you don't get much bigger and more important than that. So he's now in his more senior years. He's still a young man, but in his more senior years, helping out this a couple of junior mining companies, one of which is Firefox Gold. And he's had a lot of experience from early discoveries all the way up to feasibility, pre-feasibility studies anyway. So he's run the gamut in the exploration industry and around the world. I think something like more than 250 projects he's worked on from places all around the world. And that has really helped him to scope out some good opportunities, one of which is in Finland. And that's what he's here to talk to us today about. Thanks for joining me again, Patrick.
Absolutely, Jay. Good to be here. You always call me a young man, so I'll just keep coming back while you do that.
Well, I guess it's all a matter of perspective, you know, compared to where I sit, you're a young man. Yeah, it's relative, yeah. So anyway, I should let our listeners know, Firefox, it's FFOX in Canada, FFOXF in the U.S., 103.4 million shares. I saw it around 20 cents in U.S. money when I looked at it a little earlier today. Giving it a market cap, I guess, in U.S. money, around $21 million. Well, you know, Patrick, you have a huge 800-square-kilometer land position in Finland, greenstone belt there that's underexplored compared to other major greenstone belts around the world. Just for starters, for the benefit of those that may not be familiar, can you give us an overview of the exploration efforts carried out so far by Firefox? And give us an idea of how those exploration, how your exploration work is proceeding.
Well, Jay, I'm just back from 2 weeks in Finland. Spent the middle part of November there, and really, it's all sort of coming to a head at the right time, Jay. We've been exploring there since 2017 when we founded the company, and we did so sort of near the bottom of the gold market, we thought, and the doldrums continued, of course. But we've drilled every year since we created the company, Jay, and really, we all know what happened in May of 2020 in Finland. Our neighbor, Rupert Resources, announced what is now a 4-million-ounce discovery in the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt. And that was really a kind of a vindicating pivot for the belt and the perceptions of the belt. And since then, we've brought in really quality new institutional investors, of course, guys like Crescat Capital and SSI out of Zurich. And we've just kept accretively drilling, Jay. And the real news this year, most people have been following, of course, is our Mustajärvi project, where we've first announced some visible gold, then we confirmed that bonanza grade interval with over 90 grams over 1.35 meters, and then we went back and undercut that in September and announced we drilled 16.5 meters of almost 8 grams there at Mustajärvi. So we've just completed 4 more holes at Mustajärvi. We're expecting the assays for those in about January, Jay. The drill was just finishing the 4th hole when I left Finland a few weeks ago. We've gone back to Mustajärvi. We're about 3,200 meters, Jay, in about a 6,000-meter sort of first phase of this program that'll take us through the end of January. And it's really going well. The team's hitting on all cylinders, and we're drilling 4 projects in this drill program, Jay, 4 projects. And as you said, we've got 800 square kilometers, and there's really kind of, depending on how you look at it, there's sort of 11 projects in there, but 4 of those are fully permitted for drilling, and we're hitting them all in this phase of drilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what the objective here at Mustajärvi was what? This is your phase 1 program, I believe? Is your first phase?
This is the at Mustajärvi. This is the 5th drilling program that we've launched at that project, and really it's the first time we've drilled it, you know, within 6 months of each other because the results have been so good. And you know, we counseled with our technical advisors, and after the public information was out, the high grade was out to the public, we consulted with Quentin Henney, who has been an advisor to the company and our other technical advisors. And what we're doing with this phase, Jay, is pretty close step outs around that Bonanza grade zone. As yes. we said, it starts off with visible gold over 90 grams, and it gets a little thicker as we got a little deeper. And so based on the advice that a lot of senior folks and me and our young team putting our heads together with Carl, our CEO, what we did is we drilled three holes in the same section around that high grade. We've tested it down dip in a couple of different holes, and we also came and drilled it from a different direction. So we're really going to nail the geometry of that high grade zone with those three holes. And then we had this target out to the northeast, Jay. We went 750 meters away, and the fourth hole in this program is testing a geophysical anomaly and our first sniffs of gold on that big step out 750 meters away. So we're going to continue to do that. We're going to focus where the gold is, and we're going to develop that in three dimensions to the best of our ability, but we're also not going to forget about those new targets. And so that's what we've done at Moose CRV. Three close to the high-grade zone where we hope to learn more about that geometry, and one hole testing a new target. And stay tuned, because if we're going 750 meters away and hitting continuing to hit good gold, that'll give us over 1.7 kilometers of strike of high-grade gold, Jay. So we're just thrilled with the rocks we've seen. We're thrilled with how that system keeps delivering. And paved highway passing right through it, tremendous all-season access. So Moose CRV's been good to us, and that's just one of the four projects we're drilling.
Yeah, and you're starting on a second one now. I think I read in your latest, one of your latest news releases, that you have moved the drill over to a second one. I think you mentioned, there are four drill-ready projects, four of 11, but you're starting on a second one now. You started drilling on a second one. Which one is that, and what can you tell us about that one?
You know, our other listing property, Jay, was called Yesio. Moose CRV and Yesio were the two we listed with. And Yesio is a huge property, about 30 kilometers east of Moose CRV, where we were just talking about. And it's divided into multiple targets. The northern one is called Utsamo. And as we press released, we did a huge base of till sampling program there, which is how Rupert made the discovery at Ikkari, of course. Really good exploration tool in Finland. And we took about 1,200 samples there. We press released those results. And I got the good fortune of pounding in the peg for the first drill hole on that Utsamo Bot anomaly when I was there a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to drill several holes in that area, probably about 1,600 meters, I'm going to guess. Maybe in about five holes or six holes. And I think we're probably midway or two-thirds of the way through that. Now, this is on the major Serka shear zone, Jay, that big structure that rips across the whole of the Lapland Greenstone Belt. There's a big bend in it right here, and that base of till sampling gave us some really nice, robust anomalies in that area. So it's an early-stage property, but boy, I mean, it's 2 kilometers south of Orion's big boulder discovery from 2017. There's gold all around this zone, and we're just thrilled to have the focus from that base of till results, and the drill rig is busy at Utsamo as we speak. And next, it'll drop a little south of there, also on the huge Yesio property, about 9 or 10 kilometers south to a prospect called Saitavara, where our permits have just been issued. And we'll also be taking the drill there. It might arrive before Christmas, but I imagine the bulk of that work will happen in January. So that's drill properties 2 and 3. And then the fourth property is one everybody always asks me about, the good old Sarvi project, which is immediately north of the Rupert discovery. So that one always gets attention just because of the neurology. And now we're completing more and more work in the area there. And Rupert just announced a new discovery on their Area 1 property just south of us called Hina Central, in which they announced some great new drill results. And that's a kilometer closer to our property boundary. So about 2 kilometers probably from our Sarvi property are the new results that Rupert just announced from Hina Central, which are also quite exciting.
Wow. Very exciting, and I think Rupert has a market cap, I don't know, 700 million, something like that, maybe in Canadian money. Does that sound about right?
I think it might be as high as 900 in Canadian money. It moves around a bit, clearly, Jay, but yeah, they've touched a billion, I think, in Canadian dollars with this 4 million ounce discovery. It's near surface. They've been able to advance it quickly. And the thing that's noteworthy about these new results that are only 2 kilometers from our property boundary is not only do they have a nice run, 56 meters, I think, of good gold pretty near surface, but also it runs about 1.6% copper, including a high-grade zone of 4% copper over 10 meters. Now, that's noteworthy to us, Jay, because people who've been looking at our presentation have seen that at our Sarvey property, which is also in a swamp, there isn't much outcrop there. But in one of the areas where we got some outcrop samples, we have 1.5 grams gold and almost 2% copper in altered volcanic rocks that sound kind of similar to the new results from Rupert. So it's a great package of rocks to be in. The guys have done base of till sampling is happening there now to get ready for the drilling. And we don't expect the drill will get to Sarvey until about probably February. But nevertheless, fully permitted. In fact, new permits have just been issued. We've doubled the size of our Sarvey project. We have about 8 kilometers of strike length of a similar trend just north of Rupert. And it will see the drilling during Q1 of 2022. So we're super excited to finally get to drilling the Sarvey property with good targets in hand.
Well, let's see now, $900 million market cap compared to, what did I say yours was? Something around 21 million U.S., so 25, call it 24.
Absolutely.
Canadian. So I think this gives investors a sense of the risk-reward. And of course, you got many different properties to shoot at. It's as if one doesn't work out, there's possibility of another one. I just want to ask, because I think my engineer is telling me we're just about out of time for this segment, but let me ask you. You have always the most important thing is the people. And I think you're very, very positive about the technical talent that you have assembled there. Maybe you could just comment on the people that you have in your company. People, the feet on the ground.
Absolutely. The team in Finland is amazing. We've got 4 full-time geologists also a junior team behind them, and they're led by Carl Lofberg, our CEO, who's based in Finland. We do our business in Finnish. We stake tenements in Finnish. We interact with our surface owners in Finnish. But we've got an international team of geologists there, 2 young men from Czech, myself, Rich Goldfarb, Quentin Henney helping out to sort of lend the gray hair. But I've never seen the intensity in a team of explorers like we have in Finland, and you can see why, Jay. They've watched their neighbors, Rupert, make a multi-million ounce discovery. We've generated these projects. We've worked right through from the beginning. We've drilled every year. In good years, we drill more, and in bad years, we drill less. But the team is hopefully seeing the support of management, the board, and finally a little bit in the market. And sure, we're at a pre-discovery valuation, but look where Rupert was 4 years ago, Jay. Not too much different than Firefox. So the team just incredible to see the energy. Our exploration manager's just built a house in the Arctic and moved his new wife to the Arctic within 5 minutes of our core facility and 15 minutes from one of our projects. So that kind of commitment is rare anywhere in the world. And we couldn't be prouder of the team. And I think when our corporate video comes out in the first quarter, I hope folks get a chance to get to know the team a little bit and see some of those faces I'm always talking about. Guys like Mikko Ninninen and our general manager of exploration, Dr. Sven Hennig. They're just absolutely top explorers. And I think these guys are going to get more than one discovery under their young belts. And hopefully the Firefox shareholders are appreciative when it happens.
That'd be great. Just in summing up here now, how well funded is Firefox, and can you give our listeners some sense of what they should be watching for in terms of news flow as we round out this year and head into 2022?
Yeah, I think our last financials were at around 2 million Canadian. We're fully funded through at least 6,000 meters of this drilling program, Jay. And I say at least because we have millions of dollars of in-the-money warrants. And that may be part of our financing strategy, but we will not be issuing equity for the foreseeable future. So we have a strong, robust program. We expect to be drilling through May without needing to raise money. And the first quarter, January, we'll definitely see some initial drill results, particularly from Mustajärvi. Before then, we'll also probably have a bit of results from sampling at Sarvey, bot sampling and trenching. And so that should be really steady news flow all the way through the first half of the year, Jay, which we're excited about. That's the good thing about winter drilling. We get this great sort of counter news flow that we see in the warmer latitudes here in North America.
Yeah, that's very true, although this year everybody's late from the lab. So drill holes from the summer are being reported in January now. So, but anyway, yes, it's a point well taken. To be able to drill through the winter is really a big plus, no doubt about that. Well, thanks so much, Patrick, for being with us again. It is a very exciting story, one I'm looking forward to, and so much more coming our way. I can see that with all those different projects. So thanks again for being with us.